You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it is Wednesday already, and we are halfway to the weekend. And as I tell you every Monday, just hang in there. Don't be too down, because the weekend's going to be here before you know it. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm not crazy about this forecast, and I realize that it's early September, and it's usually hot in early September. But you know, I always hope that when September arrives, we get some cooler weather. But that's it's not happening right now, at least for the next week or so. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the peak of the hurricane season. So from here we go down, and every day is slightly, on the average, less of a threat of a storm. And the Atlantic Basin is unusually quiet. It's almost freaky, but it's really, really nice. So, it's warm. We'll have a cool front at some point. We talked about this yesterday on the show. I wrote a blog about it, and it's associated with some of our show from yesterday. Is the NFL woke? Does the NFL deserve a boycott? It's on our website, WWL.com, and you can also check it out on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can check that out and also give us your comments. And I'll try to read some of your comments from Scoot on the Air Facebook. If you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook, real simple, and Scoot on the Air Instagram. And if you haven't downloaded the Substack app yet, download it. Just download the Substack app and search Scoot on the Air, and I invite you to become a subscriber. I would love for you to become part of our subscribing family on Scoot on the Air Substack. I post at least one video every day, and I encourage you to comment on the videos that I post. Many of you will agree. Some of you will not necessarily agree, and that's okay. Just don't get stupid, you know, with the criticism or the disagreement. You know, you don't have to get ugly. You don't have to get too hateful about it. You know, try to be slightly cerebral about, you know, the disagreement, because that other stuff is just, I mean, it's juvenile. I mean, that's what people on Facebook do. So if you go into Substack, you know, try to be a little bit more mature. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Ian is off today, and Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are we doing, Scoot?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Good. All right. So, look, all the cameras are lined up in front of the federal building right next to us on Poitras, waiting for Mayor Cantrell. Uh-oh. And she's doing court today. I don't know. She might be in court now, for all I know. But she's doing court today. And, you know, she's just accused of essentially abusing her position as mayor of New Orleans. Of course, she's going to plead not guilty. And that's, you know, the right thing for her to do. But they have a ton of evidence against her, and she's in a real uphill battle here. And also, I want the trial to take place now. I mean, I want this to happen right now, but apparently it's not going to happen until after she leaves office in January. And, you know, I wonder how many trips she was planning to take before this happened, how many trips she was planning to take between now and January. I'm sure she had a lot of trips lined up that she was going to take, because she takes advantage of taxpayers. She abused her position, allegedly abused her position as mayor, and took trips that she shouldn't have taken.
Well, I'm not a legal expert, but I heard that it may be strategically better if she was to take some sort of a plea deal, because if she takes a plea deal, they can give her like a reduced charge and she'll be able to serve a minimum amount of time and still get out in time enough to still pursue something. Whereas if she tries to fight it, the penalties would be harsher if she is found guilty, and she'll serve a longer time in prison. So I'm not a legal expert, but that's what I heard. Yeah, it might be beneficial for her to say, hey, just take whatever they give you and just roll with that.
Yeah, you're right about that, Coleman. No, you're right. If she does take a plea deal, it'll be a slightly different situation. But between now and her trial, the investigation continues. They're still watching her. They're watching everything she does. They're watching every call she makes. They're watching every email she sends. They're watching every text message that she sends. They're watching who she meets with. They're watching her every move. And here's a woman who allowed her ego and arrogance to dictate her behavior. And this was her downfall. And it's a great lesson to learn. It's a great thing to teach your kids. Don't allow your ego and your arrogance to dictate your behavior. And the problem with somebody like Mayor Cantrell, in my opinion, is you have somebody that has an ego that is writing checks that her intellect can't cash. And so she gets herself in trouble. And right now she's in really deep trouble. So, yeah, she would get less time. But, boy, you know, for somebody as arrogant as Mayor Cantrell, it is going to be so hard for her to admit that she did anything wrong. And in taking a plea deal, you admit guilt. And it's going to be very difficult for her to say anything about that. Because, again, she's a very proud person and very arrogant and just has this attitude that I can do whatever I want and I don't ever do anything wrong because what I do is right.
You know what I can't wrap my head around? I'm not necessarily what you would call a public figure. Most people may think so because they hear my voice on the radio, right?
Correct.
And even though I'm not per se a public figure, I still can't see myself getting away with certain things. I might have like a weird idea like, I have to try this. But it's like, no, you know, like kind of just fantasize about doing something wrong. Like, man, I wish I can go spray paint all the speed cameras black. So whenever somebody speeds, like little stuff like that, I fantasize. But I would never do it because, you know, it's against the law. And I'm quite sure there's ways that they would find me. She is literally a public figure. She's the mayor of a city. And she still believed that she was able to get away with some of the things she was able to get away with, knowing that she's in the public eye damn near 24/7.
That's the amazing thing. And, you know, that really speaks volumes of the stupidity involved here. I mean, how stupid do you have to be mayor of this city and try and get away with all that stuff? And Coleman brings up a good point. I don't know how you are in your job, but in my job, you know, there are things that I can do wrong. There are things that I can try and get away with, but I don't even try. I mean, why? Because I know that anything can be traced, and I know that on my email address, I know that the company can track anything that I say or do. So, you know, I would have to be careful about what I post there, or what emails I write, and what emails I send out, and who I contact. So, you know, you just got to be smart in life, and there are some people who are just still so dense that they, you know, they think they can get away with having like naked pictures of children on their computer. I mean, is your lust for children so grand that you're going to do it anyway, even though this is on your computer and it can be traced? I mean, you just have to be an idiot. You know, there are times that I don't even want to look up something researching the show because of where it might send me. Let's say, for example, I'm going to do something on child pornography. And so I start searching child pornography sites to see what's there so I can talk about it on the air. Well, I've actually searched child pornography sites. That would make me a target. So even when it comes to those things, I'm really careful about what I search for. But yet, I mean, really, there are people who are dense and just think they can get away with anything. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, I want to talk about a couple of other things this afternoon. The Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, in my opinion, does not deserve to be in this position. The guy is not a doctor. He doesn't deserve to be in this position. He got this position because it was a payback. Donald Trump paid him back for his support. Now, Donald Trump quite often has put people in positions, and they all do it. They all do it to some degree. But in Trump's first term and in his second term, he puts a lot of people in positions because they helped him win the election, even though those people are not capable or qualified to be in those positions. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because of his history, he doesn't belong to be in this position. I mean, he's totally wacky. And so he now brings up the idea that violent video games may contribute to the rise in mass shootings in America. I'm going to shoot that down in a hurry. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. And also coming up this hour, I really want to talk about this extraordinary video of a missile from a U.S. jet fired at an object. It was an unidentified flying object, a UFO. They didn't know what it was, but it was in a place where they felt like they needed to shoot this thing down. The missile bounced off of it. What the hell was that? I mean, the video was shown on Capitol Hill yesterday. And, you know, there's just more and more evidence that the government knows we have been visited. And we may be visited on a regular basis. And just because you've never seen a UFO doesn't mean that they're not out there. And there have been credible stories of people who have seen things. There are really some pretty amazing stories about people who claim they have been abducted and probed, if you will, by creatures from elsewhere. I mean, you know, those probes can be painful. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a reason they give you propofol when they do a colonoscopy on you, because those probes can be kind of painful. So anyway, there are a lot of credible stories about what people have seen, about what pilots have seen, what military pilots have seen, as well as commercial pilots, when it comes to UFOs, what some of the astronauts have seen. And though I've never seen a UFO, I believe we've been visited. And I think we're visited kind of on a regular basis. But is this something that's unsettling to you? I think our government knows for sure that we have been visited, but they don't want to let us know that they know. They don't want to make it official, because they feel like, and this is just my belief, they feel like collectively it would have an effect of hysteria in America if the government admitted that we have been visited and that we are visited by some kind of being from another planet. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Larry. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoop, thanks for taking my call. What's up, Mr. Coleman? How you been?
Been fine, Larry. How about you?
We're doing great. I don't want to call a piece of trash, but that's calling people names. But she, what goes around comes around, Scoop. She gets what she deserves.
Oh,
how
I agree.
How much money can I put up to be on that jury? I want to be a juror when she goes to trial.
Well, you know, she deserves a fair jury, and you've already made up your mind, and she deserves a jury of her peers that would be objective about the case, and you've already made up your mind, so chances are you wouldn't get on the jury.
Okay, and the second thing you're talking about, the UFO stuff?
Yeah.
Me and my little brother was in the spillway one night, and we seen this purple and gold and yellow light hovering above us. We jumped in our truck, and we hauled tail before we even seen what it was or where it went.
Really?
And you know, we look up and it's gone. It was nowhere to be seen. I said, what the hell was that? My brother said, let's get the hell out of here.
All right. How much were you guys drinking, Larry?
I don't drink, Scoop.
Really?
I don't drink and I don't smoke. But I'll tell you what, if I'd have thought, I'd have took a picture of it.
He said it was LSU
but
colors?
I just said, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Coleman's pointing out it was LSU colors.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's the first time and the only time I've ever seen something like that, and I was scared.
So you think we've been visited? You think that they're UFOs and beings that have visited us?
I knew there's other planets out there, and there's people out there watching us and coming down. I know for a fact.
Well, I believe it.
Anything different, they're crazy.
I believe it too, Larry. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mr. Spill, you're on WWL.
No, this Spill calling from on the road. School top of the day to you.
How you doing?
Man, the same old as usual. How about you on this blessed Wednesday?
I'm good.
All right. Well, I'm just going. I was just wondering, like, your caller, he just called. He wanted to be on the jury. But it's amazing how a great governor of the state of Louisiana, he sidestepped a jury and took the fine on his travel itinerary, huh?
Yeah, I talked about that the other day, too. I don't believe that Jeff Landry thought that was appropriate. I think he knew it was the wrong thing to do. And I think it's wrong to let the governor get away with just a $900 fine. I mean, he should be punished for what he did.
All of them dirty. That's why I tell folks, I believe in Democrat, Republican, and all of this. All of them dirty, dirty, dirty.
But even though they're all dirty, and even though they all do it, it's still important to catch them and hold them accountable when they're stupid enough to get caught. And Jeff Landry is just like the rest of them. And just because he's a Republican doesn't mean he's any better than anybody else. And he cheated. He lied. He took advantage of the taxpayers. This business about trying to save the taxpayers' money, that is total, complete BS. And Jeff Landry knows it. You know it. And I know it. And he should have been penalized a lot more than a $900 fine. I mean, he can afford to pay a $900 fine. And what did he get out of it? He got a free trip on a private jet, and he shouldn't have taken advantage of that situation. But he used his position of power to take advantage of that moment, and that was wrong. So at least this goes on his record. All right, I want to come back and I want to talk about UFOs. It would be really nice if it were cloudy and dark and misty, like a fall morning with a front coming through. We're talking about UFOs when it's dark and cloudy out there. But we're going to talk about UFOs anyway, because there is this extraordinary video of a missile from a U.S. jet bouncing off a UFO. My God, what are they making those things out of? Do we need to develop new missiles to try to penetrate a substance that we don't even know about? And we worry about a lot of stuff on the planet, but what about stuff that might come from another civilization? And do you believe there are beings out there that have visited us? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I would love to hear any UFO stories. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're talking about this extraordinary video shown yesterday on Capitol Hill. A U.S. jet fires a missile at an object that is unidentified. The video clearly shows the missile bouncing off the object. What the hell was that thing made of? And I know there are always theories about, oh, well, it was a Defense Department thing, or it was maybe something from some other country that somebody's experimenting with. Maybe. But, I mean, we know a lot through our intelligence and through satellite surveillance. We know a lot. And so the idea that some country has something that is so advanced on this planet that it can withstand a hit from a U.S. missile and just bounce off of it like a rubber arrow, that's pretty extraordinary. And it's hard to believe that that would be the case. So my belief is that this is something from another planet, and I think we've been visited. And if they wanted to destroy us, they would have destroyed us. I'm wondering if maybe they are so advanced that we are this very primitive sample of life. And we just bore them to death. They're kind of curious about us, so they visit us, but they don't really care that much about us because we're not that interesting to them, because we're just so basic, so primitive compared to them. Is it unsettling? I mean, think about your religion. Is it unsettling to think that there are civilizations, or there are people, there are UFOs that have come from somewhere else and visited us? Is it congruent with Christianity to believe in life on other planets? Or if you're a Christian, do you have to believe that God made the earth in 7 days? Well, no, he rested 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. That God made this earth and that's it. Can you be a Christian and believe in UFOs? If you're a Christian, do you believe in UFOs? Do you think there might be people out there? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Coleman, we'll get to some of your questions coming up. Let's go to Gary in Chalmette. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. You got a great show going on today, let me tell you.
Thank you.
My wife and I own a cat sanctuary in St. Bernard Parish. It's on 5 acres of land. And we started in 2016. Well, that first year, we spent Halloween out here with the animals, and just to do it, you know. And it was a clear night, a cool night, and a clear night that night. And we were watching. You know, you'd see a plane come over every now and then. You'd see the blinking lights, blah blah blah. Well, anyway, For a while, nothing came over us. Then this light came from, like, the north towards the south, and it wasn't real fast, and it, like, went over us, and when it got almost directly above us, it just stopped dead in the air. And I figured, well, it must be a helicopter. And it seemed to descend very slowly, and then go like back in the direction it came, and it kind of shot back and forth for a while doing that.
Did you hear any noise? Did you? If it was a helicopter, that's you would have heard the noise.
That's exactly what I was getting at. There was zero noise, zero noise, and then all of a sudden, I had this high powered flashlight. I just shined it up in the air and kind of shined it towards it, and it kind of kept hovering and started coming down, and it shot straight up and until it disappeared, and not one sound the entire time. That was
what did you incredible. And your, what did you and your wife say to each other at the time that you experienced this?
Mostly, wow, you know. And I said, she said, "What was that?" I said, "Well, it was no plane or man-made device that I know of that could do that. So clearly, it's and to believe some country somewhere, as you stated, has these super helicopters make no noise and all this kind of stuff. I said that to me was a genuine UFO. And it really was.
So you felt like at that moment, Gary, you felt like you and your wife on that Halloween night in St. Bernard Parish, you felt like there was somebody visiting you from another planet or solar system.
Exactly. And you know, if you think about the size of the universe, it's almost endless and blah, blah, blah. To believe we're the only intelligent people in existence is just absurd. It's not logical at all.
Yeah. It's very egotistical. It's very egotistical to think that we're the only life that would exist anywhere in, again, the universe, which just, I don't even think can be measured.
Right, exactly. And religion has, in my opinion, has nothing to do with it. You know, yeah. It's just pure logical thought. You know, it's like, okay, you know, I bought this lottery ticket. The odds are 171 million to one, but I know I'm going to win it. No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it just makes sense. It does. It makes sense that we cannot, in all of that space, in all of that existence, we're the only intelligent beings. No, that's nuts.
Gary, I love that line of thinking, and I totally agree with you. It is said, I want you to think about this for a moment. It is said from astronomers that there are more stars in the sky, not that we can see them all, but there are more stars in the sky. This speaks to the vastness of the universe. They say there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the beach. And I don't mean just Pensacola Beach. I mean, how many, just think about Pensacola Beach. How many grains of sand are there on Pensacola Beach? And then there's, you know, Fort Walton, Destin, and beyond, Panama City. And then in the other direction, there's, you know, the Alabama Riviera. And there's sand all over. There's sand all up the Atlantic coast, all up the Pacific coast. There's more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on our beaches. That is just an astronomical thought. In terms of the number of stars out there. Now, because of light pollution, you know, you've got to be in a dark place. When you're in a dark place, you can really see stars. When I was in St. Augustine this summer, and I was out on the beach on the Atlantic, it was really, really dark. And it's dark there because the sea turtles, they lay their nest, they lay their eggs there, they nest there. And so there are restrictions to light with any house on the beach. And so on the beach, it was dark, and you could just see countless stars. You know, from my apartment in West End, I'm out on the balcony. You know, I don't see many stars anymore. I mean, you see the North Star, you see a couple of bright stars, but that's it. But I think it's very egotistical for us to think that we are the only living beings anywhere. And can you be a Christian and believe in life somewhere else in the universe? The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Love to hear your thoughts on this. Fun thing to talk about this afternoon, but a lot of people have actually seen UFOs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, do you think we have been visited by living beings from somewhere else? I think we have been. There was this extraordinary video shown on Capitol Hill yesterday. They're investigating UFOs, and the government does this once in a while. And I think the government has conclusive evidence that we have been visited, but they haven't ever made that official. And I think they're concerned about the ripple effect that that might have on the psyche of Americans, feeling insecure that there's somebody out there. But I do think that there are people out there, or beings out there, whatever you want to call them. And I think we're occasionally visited. Before we get back to that, Irwin is on hold, and we opened the show talking about Mayor Cantrell facing a judge today. She is in court today, and I'm sure she's going to plead not guilty. Irwin, you had a comment about the mayor? Hello, Irwin.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You got it? Yeah. Look at the last three mayors. Ray Nagin, federal prison. Mitch Landrieu spent the last year and a half of his administration traveling the country, promoting his book and his VP aspirations. And now we have LaToya, you know, with federal prosecution charges. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a better result. I want to make a plug for a city manager. Now, the powers to be would never let this roll, because you're going to take politics out of the mayor's office in the city of New Orleans. A city manager is nothing new. It's been tried and true. We have city managers in Phoenix, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, Charlotte, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Cincinnati. All have city managers. This is how it works. You still have your city council that does legislative job. They appoint and vet a city manager. This is a business type person. Let me put a plug in for Sidney Torres, although I've never met the man. He would be a good city manager. A city manager doesn't worry about reelections. A city manager doesn't have to worry about returning favors for those that helped them get elected, which is what we're seeing in this election, you know, with certain candidates with all these endorsements. A city manager runs the city like a business. He's not worried about reelection.
Yeah.
He's not worried about repaying favors. His performance base.
Well, you take the politics out of it, and that creates a whole different dynamic. Irwin, I'm glad you called. You know, that sounds like a great idea, but it's not going to happen because there are too many people that have a vested interest in the political game. And so we'll see what happens, but I think we have a chance in this upcoming election to elect somebody who is going to bring us a different path, who doesn't appear to be as political as others. And so we'll see what happens. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Scoop? This afternoon, actually.
Good.
Yeah, I got a quick story, man. I was on a corner in Legion Fields, Gene Football, Legion Fields in St. Cloud to be exact. You familiar with that, Scoop?
Okay.
And I wanted to take a picture. They had a pair of tennis shoes hanging on a wire. And most people know that's symbolized, you know, there's drugs in areas. I haven't seen that since the early 90s. Uh-huh. And I go to take the picture of the tennis shoes hanging on the wire, me and my wife, Jennifer, that works at Coca-Cola. Shout out to Jennifer. And lo and behold, in the background, when I show the picture, there's this green, I mean, really like a fluorescent green oval-shaped UFO in the background of this picture. Didn't intentionally go to take the picture of the UFO. I went to take the picture of the tennis shoes hanging on the wire.
Right.
And lo and behold, in the background, there is a fluorescent green way in the sky. It's not a reflection of the light pole because it was at nighttime or none of that, Soup. And I still have the picture up to the day. I'm going to send it to your email and let you check it out.
All right. So when you saw this, Robert, when you saw this in the picture, did you think back on that moment? Did you feel concerned at all?
Yeah, I really did say, you know what? There is a more intelligent life form on this earth than us. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we'll be naive and bullheaded to say we're the only life form that's in this universe, you know?
Yeah, I think so. All right, Robert, I appreciate the call. Yeah, send that to us. Scoot at, WWL.com.
I just put a thought in my mind, and I just considered this, and maybe I'm profiling, but I have noticed that most of the people that I've heard stories from that say they've been abducted by UFOs or had a UFO experience, they're either in, like, trailer park areas or very remote areas. I've never heard one person that lived in a project said that they were abducted by a UFO. It's just something I just thought about.
Yeah, and, you
like,
know, the UFO sightings generally don't happen, like, on Canal Street.
Right. You know, like, in busy, like, very constructed, like, condensed areas you don't really hear about.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know why that is. I mean, I think that's a curious thing. But, you know, maybe, they've got to be intelligent if they're coming from another universe and they get here without us even knowing. I mean, they get into the Earth's atmosphere without us even knowing, and they might know that it's their strategy to visit us in remote, strange areas. Let's go to Scott in Ponchatoula. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are you?
I'm good.
He had spoken with a caller a couple of calls ago about the religious,
Yeah, and I asked the question, you know, if you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible and what the Bible says about the creation of Earth and then, you know, the creation of man, can you be a Christian and also believe in life forms on another planet or life beings on another planet?
Well, I'd like to tell a story, not a story, but an instance where when I was in the service, and this was back in the late 70s, and I was in desert training in a place of Southern California called 29 Palms. I was being trained as a forward observer. So we were basically out in the middle. Well, there's no place you can go in 29 Palms where you're not out in the middle of nowhere. And I was standing on a hilltop at night. I'm originally from New Orleans, standing on a hilltop at night, just marveling at I can't even comprehend how many stars you could see out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman walks up. Actually, I think he was a major or a captain or something like that. He was a what they call in the Marine Corps. They refer to him as padre. He was a priest, basically. I don't remember what faith.
Okay.
But he asked me who I was, and you know, I told him, and he says, "What you looking at?" I'm saying, "I'm looking at all these stars, padre." And he looks up, he says, "Yeah." He says, Do you think there's anything out, any intelligent life out there?" And I said, "Yeah, Padre." I said, "I believe there has to be." And he told me, he said, "I don't think God put all of us up there for us to just stare at in amazement."
Hmm. That's an interesting answer.
Yeah, I can't remember what faith he wasn't Catholic, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He told me he was Protestant or Methodist or something.
No, that's a logical belief. Hey, I've got to get to a break here, Scott, but I really appreciate you sharing that that story with us. If you're on hold, yeah, we'll try to get to another call if we can. Just interesting. If you haven't seen it yet, try to check out the video of this U.S. missile hitting this flying object and bouncing off of it. What could that thing have been made of? It obviously was not from this planet. Is it unsettling to you? Is it a challenge to your Christianity to think that there is life elsewhere? I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll come back to wrap up this conversation, at least for now. And we'll look forward to having this conversation again when it's a cloudy, rainy fall afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Hey, a sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day last year, 2024, American singer-songwriter and R&B legend Frankie Beverly passed away at the age of 77. And Frankie Beverly and Mays have always been at Jazz Fest, and this is one of the songs that he's famous for. Excuse me, Before I Let Go. Frankie Beverly passed away last year at the age of 77. All right, we're getting breaking news now. You've heard me talk about Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is an ultra-right-wing, radical, conservative talk show host, and he has a podcast. And I disagree with so much of what Charlie Kirk says, but this is not good news. Charlie Kirk has been shot at an event at a college in Utah. I don't have any further knowledge. I hope he's okay. I can totally disagree with somebody, but I don't want anything to happen to them. This is not the answer, but this is the damn world that we live in. And, you know, you can disagree with somebody, but the idea of talking and acting out violence is wrong. More of this coming up next when we come back. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. This world that we live in is just not right. And this promoting and acting on violence is wrong.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.